Extending the light rail from Uptown to UNC Charlotte will cost just over $1 billion. That price tag has contributed to the project's sometimes on-again, off-again status as local, state, and federal funds tighten. But Danny Rogers, the Blue Line Extension's project manager for the city, says all the funding is nearly in place.
Right now, we're just waiting on the full funding grant agreement. FTA recommended and has approved it pending the congressional review.
That approval should come in the next month and will account for half of the $1 billion price tag. The other half will be split evenly between state money and Charlotte area sales taxes earmarked for transit. By next May, Rogers says we'll start seeing roads torn up to relocate utility lines and make way for the rail. 2017 is the expected completion date. A public meeting tonight will look even beyond that date to plan areas around the new light rail stations.
This will provide a framework for growth and development as development occurs over the next, 5, 10, 20, 30 years.
Kathy Cornett is with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Planning Department, which is drafting a set of guiding principles for land within a half mile of each rail station. These area plans often include such detailed guidelines as how long new sidewalks should be and how high new buildings. Down the line, when developers try to get zoning change to capitalize on light rail traffic, the city council will look first to the area plans being written now. Tonight's meeting is at 6 o'clock at Sugar Creek Presbyterian Church. Two follow-up meetings will take place on October 18th and November 1st. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.